Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We've been talking a lot about holiday traditions this month, and one of the most ancient is a little treat called plum pudding. And making a proper plum pudding involves a few techniques that most Americans aren't familiar with. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, that's exactly why we put Radio Kitchen on the air. To talk about
these
things.
Everybody knows the words, I think, right? Everyone's heard
it's
this.
Charles Dickens.
Yeah, Charles Dickens' plum pudding.
Yeah.
I would bet very few people have actually had it.
I bet so, too.
But it is not a hard thing to make.
No.
There are some technical issues that we need to overcome. That's what we're going to do. I mean, it's basically a alcohol and dried fruit laden pudding, which can't be bad. I mean, everybody enjoys that.
Yeah.
And it's just like steamed and then served relatively cold. I mean, it's nice to make it a week or two before you serve it.
You could do that.
Traditionally, it's actually made a year before you serve it.
Yep.
If you were to do it that way. But it's just fun to at least have on the table as a dessert at the holidays.
Now, when we say pudding, we have to note that in Britain, pudding has a meaning that we don't have in America.
Right.
We think of pudding as Jell-O instant pudding.
Yeah, snack pack.
Yeah, and that's really very ubiquitous in this country.
Uh-huh.
Okay, right, I can understand
sure.
that. In Britain, the word pudding also means just plain old dessert.
Correct.
So what are we having for pudding tonight?
What are we having for pudding?
Well, we're having, you know, this, that, or the other.
Right.
And there's also several other types of puddings that are more like cakes.
And this is definitely more...
Which is what this is.
More on the cake side than on the pudding side.
Yeah.
For sure.
And there's a couple things that you have to come to grips with in preparing this recipe. One is working with suet, which Americans are a little averse to.
Correct.
And steaming the pudding, which Americans don't have much experience with.
Right. And I think steaming adds the great texture to this cake that makes it fun.
Yeah, because steaming is a long, slow process.
Right.
And if you spend 5 or 6 hours, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You should do that. Now, what we're talking about is something that sort of resembles fruitcake.
Yes.
Slightly different texture, but a lot of the same ingredients. It's a very simple dough, and you put in all sorts of dried fruits, candied fruits, whatever comes to mind.
And usually they're soaked in brandy prior to adding. So
that's right.
Again, a day ahead of time, you'll need to do some prep work in terms of soaking the fruit in brandy and getting some things ready before you actually mix this the day you want to make it.
Now, the suet acts the same way that butter does in a pie
crust.
Sure,
it's an animal fat. And
it'll melt and leave
course.
A little hole behind.
Correct.
Which helps with the texture. You can get suet online. There's a brand called Atara, which exists, I think, solely to make plum pudding. And you can get it. It's already shredded.
Okay.
And it's absolutely odor-free, very, very nice to work with.
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. Now, for steaming, here's what you're going to do, Jerry. You're going to get a mold, which is a kind of a metal bowl.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 10 inches by 4 inches deep.
And that'll work.
It'll work perfect. Grease it up, pour the stuff in. Cut out a little piece of wax paper, put on top, then wrap it with tin foil, and then take some string and really tightly tie that on right under the lip of the mold.
Right.
Put it in a pot that's big enough to hold it, fill it up halfway with boiling water, and let it go.
Right.
And cover it up. It'll go for about 5-6 hours.
It is a long process, but...
Nothing, and top it up, top up the water,
yes,
of course.
The water you have to be very diligent about evaporating.
But you're going to end up with a real treat and whip up some hard sauce to go with it. That's the way to enjoy it. Very easy. We'll put it all on the website.
Of course.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.